I'm so glad I've been translated out of darkness into your marvelous light.
When I found out God wanted me healthy, wealthy, wise, full of peace, full of joy, I tell you, when you serve a God like that, you don't run from him, you run to him.
Hallelujah. I'm thrilled to have you join me today on the Force of Faith broadcast. I am your host, Larry Hutton, and we are going to have a good time together. You know, we have a good time together every week, and I'm so thankful, you know, as I get to travel and people come up and say, I watch your TV, or, you know, they watch it sometimes on our website. They go to our website because it's available on our website 24/7, so you don't have to wait till a certain time to watch it if you don't want. And you know, that's probably good for some of you to know, because you're thinking, man, I wish I could watch it at a different time. Of course, you can always TiVo it too, right? Record it and watch it. But if not, you can go to our website. They'll have it on the screen there for you throughout the program. But anytime on our website, you can click on the TV link and watch this week's program. So it is available to you that way. But we're going to once again get into the Word of God. One of the offices I stand in the body of Christ is a teacher, and so I'm going to teach the Word today. And the Word will not return void. God said it will accomplish what He wants it to accomplish, and it'll prosper in every receptive vessel. So just say right there where you're at, say, I'm a receptive vessel. I am. I am a receptive vessel. Why? Because our expectation is His invitation. When we expect to receive from God, guess what's going to happen? We're going to receive from God. Amen. So I'm going to invite you, if you're in a position to open your Bibles again. If not, and you're just watching somewhere where you can't, then they will have the scripture references on the screen. But let's just open our Bibles to Mark chapter 9. As I was meditating the last few days, I was in Washington, D.C. ministering and different places, and I was just meditating, thinking about, Lord, you know, what do I need to minister on television? At least for the next time. I mean, you don't have to tell me two times out if you don't want, but it normally ends up being more than one program. But it just came up that I just felt like the Lord showed me that we're not believing Him. Now, I know that can almost sound cliche-ish, you know, not believing Him, or, you know, we can quote the scripture that with God all things are possible, you know, but We do need to believe, because we're fallen way short of all the rights and privileges as children of God. If you've been with us the last few weeks, you know we studied on dominion and what we're supposed to exercise that dominion and authority here in the earth. But I want to just talk to you about believing, because the devil wants to make Christians think they can't believe for certain things. And I'm going to start with a verse that we normally close this program with. I want you to open your Bibles to Mark chapter 9 and verse 23, because if you remember the story, I'm not going to really teach the story here, but this is where that man has a son that's been possessed of a devil, and the devils are trying to drown him to death, and they're trying to burn him to death. And so Jesus asked him, how long has it been? And since a child, so it's been happening for a long time. And then the man cries out on the compassion and mercy of God. If you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Well, listen, God's mercies are new every morning. And if it is indeed true that God is no respecter of persons, then guess what? What He'll do for one, He'll do for all. If I see God delivering this man's child, then He'll deliver me. He'll deliver my child. He'll deliver you. He'll deliver your child. Why? He's no respecter of persons. God is a good God, and He's good to all, not good to some or good to a few or good to most. No, He's good to all. That's the God we serve. And so He made this statement to the man after the man cried out on the compassion of God. Jesus, if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. That's calling out on the mercy of God. In fact, I'll take a little side journey here just for a minute. Notice the man, when he cried out, did not say, Jesus, if you can do anything, deliver my son. Now, that would have been specific, which we know when you read the story, that really is what he was wanting, is his son to be delivered. But notice he didn't say that, and that's important to understand, because I'm going to point out something in the next verse. It's important to see when the man cried out, he did not say, Jesus, if you can do anything, you know, heal my son or deliver my son. He didn't say that, did he? He said, Jesus, if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. So he called out, if you look up the word compassion, it's the Greek word translated mercy. So he called out on the mercy of God. Then Jesus, watch what Jesus said. He said, if you can believe, now watch this, all things. I want you to say it out loud. I don't care if you're by yourself, in your car, wherever. All things. Say all things. All things. Now notice, Jesus says, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Now my question to you is this. Why didn't Jesus answer and say, if you can believe, I will deliver your son? Why didn't he? Because wasn't that what the man, his son, is possessed? The devils have tried to throw him into the water to drown him and into the fires to burn him to death. I mean, when here they are, when they brought the man, according to verse 20, they brought this child. Remember, he's grown up now. Since a child, he's had this condition. And here he is wallowing, foam coming out of his mouth right in front of Jesus now. So we know what the man needs, but the man did not say, Jesus, if you can help me deliver my son. And Jesus did not respond, if you can believe, then I can deliver your son. He didn't. Now, why didn't Jesus respond that way? Because that's not what the man asked. The man asked Jesus, if you can do anything, have what? Have compassion, have mercy. Now, see, when you ask for God's mercy, it is all-inclusive. It includes everything you could ever need, want, or desire to deliver you from anything and everything that could ever come against you in life. You understand? God's mercy is from everlasting to everlasting. This is powerful stuff when you call on the mercy of God. And so the man said, Jesus, if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And Jesus did not say, well, if you can believe, I'll deliver your son. He didn't say that. He said, if you can believe, all things are possible. So not only can I deliver your son, but you know that financial problem you're having? I can deliver you from that too. And you know that physical problem you've been fighting in your body? I can deliver you from that too. And you know that situation that you're facing? I can deliver you from. In other words, the man called on the mercy and compassion of God. So Jesus responded, listen, since you've called on my mercy, I'm going to let you know I can deliver your son, but you didn't call on just that. You said mercy. So I can do anything if you'll believe me for it. And that's what I want to get to on this program. Maybe we'll take a couple programs here, is the fact that we can believe. We can. I don't care what it's for. We can believe. It can be spiritual. It can be financial. It can be physical, marital, emotional, whatever it is. We can believe. He said, yeah, but Jesus said, if you can believe. Well, that's fine. He said that, but I want you to notice what it went on to say. He said, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. So now, is it that God's a respecter of persons? And he's going to say, you know, that now to him that believes, now everybody can't be him. Or is God no respecter of persons? Is God a just God, which means what he's done for one, he's done for all? And if so, then can you and I fit in this category of the one to him that believes? Can we be that him? I have to pardon the English, but it sounds good. Can you be that one? Can you be that person? Can I be that person? All things are possible to me when I believe. Is that right? All things are possible to you if you believe. Well, I believe that to be the case. And let's just look at some, since we're right here in Mark's gospel, go over to the 11th chapter here, and a familiar verse. But look at verse 22, Jesus responding to Peter. You remember the story of the fig tree that Jesus cursed and it withered away. And Peter had just brought to Jesus' attention that as they walked by it, that it was withered away. And then Jesus made this statement in verse 22. Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. He didn't say, now listen to what he didn't say, try and have faith in God. He did not say that. Have faith. Now this is before Peter's born again. This is before he becomes part of the new covenant. Jesus hadn't gone to the cross yet, shed his blood, rose from the dead, gone into the Holy of Holies, and obtained an eternal redemption. So everything, every part of righteousness that people got before Jesus went to the cross was all on credit. You understand? So Peter did not have the greater one living on the inside of him. All right. Wasn't under the better covenant established upon better promises yet. And yet Jesus told Peter and all of them, because notice what verse 22 says, Jesus answering. Now we know he's answering Peter if you look to the previous verse, but watch what it says. Jesus answering said to them. It wasn't just to him, even though he was doing the talking and he was responding, but now he talks to them. Well, I'm part of them. I don't know about you, but I'm part of them, because if this is scripture and he's not an unjust God and he's not a respecter of persons, then all scripture is given by inspiration of God and profitable for me. Glory to God. Thank you. This is good for me. This is God talking to me. So what does he say? He says, have faith in God. Now, you know, most of us that if we've studied the Bible, if we've been born again for any amount of time, let you look at it real quick. If you want to turn over there, you can. If not, they'll put it up on the screen. But Romans chapter 12 and verse number 3, I want you to look at the very end of the verse where it says, God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. God has dealt to every man the measure of what? Faith. So if God has dealt us faith, where did that faith come from? Somebody said, Larry, now that's pretty simplistic. You know, you're getting really simple here. If it came from God, then it must be God's faith. Yeah, that's what I want you to see. If God gave us faith, then it had to be his faith. He wouldn't be saying, well, let me see if an elephant down there has any faith I can give them boys, you know, or, you know, that little guy that's crawling around like a snake down there, I think I'll see if he has any faith. I'll give you some of his. No, if God has dealt to us faith, it's God's faith. All right. So there we know under the new covenant, the part that we're part of, the kingdom of God, we're in this world, but not of this world. I've got the greater one in me. All right. I have God's faith. Say that right now. I have, that's it, God's faith. Say it again. I have God's faith. Whoa. Now, wait a minute. Didn't God use his faith to create worlds? Didn't he use it to create the sun and the moon and the stars? The Bible says he did. So if I have God's faith, I wonder if I can use that on things in my life. Maybe some mountains, sycamine trees, fig trees, you know, whatever stands in between me and the promises and provision of God. Can I use my faith just like they did? How about, can I use my faith like Jesus did? Well, that's the whole point of this story. We're not going to go back and study the story, but if you'll go back, he cursed the fig tree. Peter called to his remembrance, look, the fig tree you cursed is withered away. And Jesus said, have faith in God, telling them, listen, I know you saw me use my faith, but now I'm telling you, you can do the same thing. Boy, that excites me. I can walk. Isn't that what 1 John 2:6 says? I can walk even as he walked. Glory to God. I'm getting so excited just preaching this to you. I think I'm going to buy the tape and listen to it myself. Well, that'll age you when you say tape instead of CD, huh? Don't even make tapes anymore. But thank God, this is truth, my friend. Have faith in who? God. Now, if you've read other translations, you may have heard somebody quote that, well, have the faith of God. Well, if it's God giving it to us, then yeah, it would be the faith of God. Somebody else says, yeah, another translation says, have the God kind of faith. Well, yeah, if it's from God, it's his kind. So have faith in God, have the faith of God, have the God kind. They're all good to me. I think they're all good. But I want you to see here, God said you can have it. And in fact, you do have it. That's why we just read Romans 12. So you do have faith of God, the faith of God. You have the God kind of faith. He's the one that gave it to you. If you are born again, I'm talking to born again Christians. If you've accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, then you have been born of him. Remember 1 John 5:1, whoever believes Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Well, that means you're born of him. You are like him, created in his image and his likeness. His faith is now part of you and part of me. That's why we can believe for eternal life. I mean, when God gives man faith, I mean, man hears about Jesus and God gives him the faith. We hear it's a gift from God, so we know that's how it works. Man receives the gift of faith, and then the man uses that faith and calls on Jesus, and then, I mean, grace flows. And here a person that doesn't deserve it and didn't earn it may be the world, just a world number one rat, or that we used to say rat fink, you know, just terrible kind of person could be. And yet God just washes them. The blood of Jesus makes them whiter than snow. All of their sins are removed as far as the east is from the west. God said, I am he that blots out your transgressions and will not remember your sins. My goodness, you can use that faith that God gave you to get saved, but then you can keep using that faith to receive even more grace. And we've talked about that a number of times on the program, where Romans 5 lets us know that once we're justified, verse 1, by faith, then verse 2 says, then we have access by faith into the grace that we're standing in. So there's much more blessing to be received from heaven with that faith that God given us. And I want you to know, I don't care, and I know I'm ministering to some people today because the Lord put this on my heart, so I'm gonna be ministering this. Listen, have faith in God. Listen, this is Jesus talking. If you have a red letter edition, you can see the red letters here. If you don't, then you can see Jesus answering. So it's Jesus talking, and just imagine for a second, because there are some of you facing some tough situations out there. You're facing just seems to be insurmountable odds that, man, I'm about to go under. I've tried this. I believe God for this. And it's not working. Seems like that. But God wants you to know something. And so I'm going to draw on your God imagination. God's given us an imagination, right? So I'm going to draw on your imagination for just a second. Just pretend for a moment that you're not watching this program. You're just standing there and wherever you're at, and all of a sudden Jesus walks through wherever you're sitting, whether it's through a wall or into your car, wherever you're at, he walks into your very presence, stands there where you can see him with your eyes. And Jesus looks at you and says, have faith in God. Now, would you argue with him? Would you say, that's easy for you to say? You know, I hope you wouldn't say that to him, because if Jesus tells you personally to have faith, and then you couldn't do it, wouldn't that not be fair? I mean, if Jesus, Lord of Lords, King of Kings, come on, Alpha Omega, if he tells you, I mean, the author and perfecter of our faith, if he tells you, have faith in God, then you must be able to do it, or he would not say it. You getting this? I know, you know, you can just take a verse. Sometimes we hear verses like this, read verses like this, and just pass them over and don't take time to meditate upon them and get them in us, because, listen, if Jesus said this, and he did, then he's saying it to me. Lord God, I'm so glad I have faith in God for anything. We just read, all things are possible to him that what? Believes. Well, here we are right here. Jesus said, you can believe. You can believe. And even if you went back to that ninth chapter, go back there for just a second. Let me point something out. Even if you have doubt firing like machine gun bullets through your head, you can still believe. Because remember, believing, faith is of the heart, not of the head. Remember, with the heart man believes unto righteousness in Romans 10. So remember, faith is of the heart. So look what the man said when Jesus said, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. And straightway, look at verse 24. We're back in Mark 9, 24 now. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. Now look, here's what he did. He was saying, because people sometimes, well, what do you mean, I believe, help my unbelief? Now that sounds like, no, wait, get a hold of this. This is what he was saying. Lord, I believe. Because if you believe, then you're believing from the heart. Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. In other words, okay, I have faith in God, but man, I'm fighting a bunch of doubts in my head right now. Well, that's why you got to hear the words of God. That's why you got to make a decision. Okay, wait a minute. I believe what God said. It doesn't matter all of these thoughts, because that's, remember, you've probably heard this before, but if not, it bears repetition. That's this. The mind is the devil's main battleground. He wants to try and inject thoughts in there to try and get you to stop believing. So just because you have a bad thought doesn't mean you've sinned. And somebody needed to hear that right now. Just because you've had, I've had some of the most stupid, crazy thoughts. I mean, I'm sitting, whether it's in my hotel room or at the office or at home, or, and all of a sudden this stupid, I mean, really, if you yielded to it, it would be a sinful, you would call it a sinful thought. I'm getting some people delivered right now. I'm taking a little side journey from our main course, but somebody needs to hear this. There's too many people, oh man, I can't believe I thought that, and the devil then just puts more thought. Why, you dirty little worm. Well, you're just a dog. You are so unworthy to think something like that. God doesn't love you anymore. You just committed the unpardonable sin. You just lost your salvation. No, that's just a bunch of lies. Remember, he's the father of lies. So he's going to try and tell lies to get us to believe something that's true, but get us to believe it's not true. Okay, God said all things are possible, but you know what? I believed him and it just didn't work. Well, that's a lie. Because God said all things are possible if we believe. Where we don't want to admit it sometimes because of pride is to say, you know what? If I didn't get it, I missed it. I mean, it's simple as that, because God said if I'd believe, it'd work. Amen. And we've all been there at one time or another. Don't you ever let any preacher, anybody else tell you, well, I've never missed it, and every time I get all of my prayers answered 100% of the time. Well, yeah, maybe you do, but a lot of them haven't been answered yet. You're saying that by faith. You've been standing for some things for 10 years and 20 years, and some things for a year and some things for 3 months. And so, yeah, you believe they're all answered. I do too, because I pray according to the will. I know he hears me, so therefore I know I have what I prayed for. But friends, you know darn well that you have not already seen in manifestation everything that you're believing God for. Nobody has. And if you are, then you're not asking for very much. Maybe you only asked for salvation and you haven't asked for anything else. Then all of your prayers have been answered. Amen. Now, we got to get down to where the rubber meets the road and be real with people and help people. Us preachers, I'm talking about us preachers, we got to be real with people. So to let people know, listen, us preachers, we're not up here on some pedestal and unattainable for the rest of you. Oh man, I sure wish I could believe like he did. Oh, I've heard people say that through the years. Man, I wish I had the faith of this person, this preacher, that late so-and-so. Or No. You have the same faith, because it's God's faith. They didn't have any more faith than you did. In fact, think about in Matthew 15 and also the same story in Mark chapter 7, that Syrophoenician woman. I mean, didn't Jesus said, woman, great is your faith? She wasn't even saved. She wasn't even born again. She's not a child of God. And yet she had great faith. What about the centurion in Matthew chapter 8? He said to Jesus, you don't need to come to my house. Just speak the word only and my servant will be healed. And Jesus said, whoa, I've not found this great of faith in the whole nation of Israel. As you have believed, so be it done. Neither of those people were born again. Neither of them had already been dealt the measure of faith like you and I have, the faith of God. And yet they put their faith in God and had great faith. So guess what that means? You and I can do the same exact thing. I want to encourage you today, my brothers and sisters, you have the faith of God and there is nothing that's impossible to you. That's why you get in God's Word. That's why you take time, you get in the Word and you learn it and you get full of it. That's why we make the special offer that we do every week. We make a special. In fact, this is the last week for this offer. So if you're going to get the special offer, let me let you know what it is real quick before we run out of time here on the program. And this is going to really help you right here in believing God for all things, is getting hold of what's in the package. We got two things in the package. The first thing I wanted to mention is heaven's wisdom food. This is a four CD volume where I quote from Proverbs 1 to Proverbs 31, verse by verse, many translations. Sometimes I give my own paraphrase, but it's just wisdom scriptures. I don't teach or preach. I just quote the word so you can sit there and listen to it, hear it, get it in you. And then you, hey, wait a minute. You know, God just said that right there, and that's wisdom. And I can believe for that because I have the faith of God. I'm telling you, it'll stir you up when you start getting full of wisdom scripture. So heaven's wisdom food, and then how to improve your love life. This is not how to improve your sex life. This is how to improve your love life, which God said, if you use this love, it will never fail. So this is, somebody may think this is just for marriages. No, this will bless your marriage big time, because you'll learn how to get self out of the equation and start using the love of God, because you'll start loving them, not the way you love self, but the way God loves you. And this love is so powerful, it never loses its power or effectiveness, is literally what the Greek says. So I'm telling you, how to improve your love life will cause you to position yourself to never have failures again in your life. And then heaven's wisdom food. Listen, these two things are normally $68, but we're asking for any offering of $40 or more. And this is the last week for this special. For any offering of $40 or more, we're going to send those out to you. And if let us know if you want more than one, then that way you can sow into other people's life as well. But it will be a tremendous blessing for you if you get that. How to improve your love life. Now, that's a DVD series, by the way. And then the wisdom, heaven's wisdom food, is four CDs that you can listen to when you're driving, when you're in your car, when you're at home, when you're going to bed, when you're eating breakfast, different times, at your office, whatever you want to do, you can just listen to the word. And it is daily bread, friends. If you want to exercise this kind of faith, he said all things are possible to him that believes, and we can believe, but you can't believe apart from the word. Okay? So you're going to have to continually feed upon the word. Get that heart full of God's word. And in fact, I'm going to deal with this about how to get this, what the Bible calls the spirit of faith. I'm going to deal with that this next week. So we'll get into this a little more about getting this faith out there so it is producing results in your life. Because the all things that you want to believe God for, God wants you to, but He not only wants you to believe, He wants you to get results. Amen. So we're going to talk about that this next week. Thank you for ordering the products. Thank you for sharing it with others. Thank you for those of you that have been sending offerings. What a tremendous blessing. People are supporting the program, and that just blesses my soul, because we're all about helping people here on the Force of Faith broadcast. So if you want to become a partner, information will be on the screen. You can go to our website. But we're out of time, so I'm going to say it again. All things are possible to you and I when we dare to believe God. God bless you.
Join us for the Force of Faith broadcast with Dr. Larry and Liz Hutton. Visit us at LarryHuttonMinistries.org to find out information about the Force of Faith broadcast, today's product offer, and other powerful resources for living. You'll also find Larry and Liz's itinerary so you can join them in their meetings across the country. Just log on to LarryHuttonMinistries.org or call us toll free at 888-609-9589.